I think you ought to start with what your concerns are about immigration.
Listen, the United States, as a sovereign country, is entitled to set whichever immigration policy that it sees fit. But it'll be very hypocritical of me to say that someone else cannot come here to the United States when that opportunity was afforded to me to come here to this country for my own safety. When I arrived here as a child, I didn't decide to stay here. Parents decided, okay, well, you're going to stay here. So it's not to their own fault that, you know, they find themselves here in the United States, unfortunately, illegally, because their parents brought them here as minors. The only thing they have known for their entire life is the United States of America. So these kids should be given a path to citizenship. I understand, you know, the parents, okay, well, you're going to have to also do something with the parents, because most are working folks paying, you know, taxes, own properties and so forth and so on. You cannot pull the rug from under all these folks and now you have to leave, because unfortunately, failure to have a set immigration policies, you know, allows something like that to happen. If the country had an immigration policy for previous years where this is what we're going to accept, this is the number of people we're going to allow in, or things of that nature, then you wouldn't, over the years, have the problem that you have now. Listen, you cannot kick it down the road. You got to come up with a solution.
Do you have an idea of what you would think would be a good solution for the immigration policy?
If you are here to commit crime, well, guess what? You're not being a productive member of this society, then there's no room for you, plain and simple. There should be a path for them to either, at a certain number of years, become citizens of this country. Because then you're going to have a society where you have two classes of people. And when that does happen, for the most part, these are the ways that bring down this society. When you have two classes of society where those are benefiting, have one set of rules, and another group have another set of rules.
How about people coming across the border now?
The United States has to sit down and say to itself, why exactly in those countries, the people that are leaving, why are they fleeing? You could have a set of foreign policies that help those governments to keep those people within their country. A number of those countries in Central America are fighting gangs. Why doesn't the number one issue with the gang violence is drug related? The United States, through the DEA, has millions and millions of dollars to empower those police forces in all these other Central American countries in order to fight the war on drugs. But one of the things that you can actually do, you say, okay, what exactly better avenues of, one, you can, that money that you, through the DEA, that you're funding to those police forces, you say, okay, let's try to build universities. Let's try to build, okay, some affordable housing for these people to find a way for them to live. Or let's try to see, okay, if they are producers of whatever goods that they produce in that country, let's try to see how we can encourage these people to stay in their own country. By the same token, obviously, those governments, you have to entice them to fight crimes in order for people to want to stay there. And there are foreign policies avenues that I think the United States government can take in order to stem the flow with all the Central American countries. You sit down to try to understand the root of the problem. If you just simply say, okay, you know what, you're going to erect a wall, guess what you're doing? You don't want to see the problem on every single day, but guess what? There are tunnels that are funding underneath those walls all the time. You're not resolving the problem. You just, maybe I would say, masking it and putting that wall to just for the moment that you can forget about it. I think they need to sit down with all the Central American countries to come up a solution with the actual problem.